What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, we get to the people. We've got another Super Bowl blitz to do. We're going to talk Roger Goodell on conspiracy and Taylor Swift. I'm very excited to get into that. I wish I could sell you something on the NBA trade deadline, but at best, the Pistons are going to be a dumping station. They're just not going to do it from all accounts. They're not going to make a move that makes them better. Not that you're going to sell your soul to the devil and do something stupid, but they're not going to do nothing. They'll take a dead body. They'll take on some money and acquire some picks no one cares about or will remember. But I can't sell you anything. You know, the Wings, it's the Four Nations Cup. Just, I mean, they are rolling right now. You know what I don't need? A pause in the season. But it's Kenny's stupid sport. The only time there should be a pause for anything should be the Olympics. Period. But it's an idiot sport run by idiots. So that's the deal. And the Tigers, pitchers and catchers report in a week. We're on Bregman alert. But I don't feel like anyone can love any of these teams because the Lions have taken up all the oxygen. We go to Chris, 97.1. What's up, Chris?
Yo, how are you guys doing?
Good, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, buddy.
So I'm a diehard Red Wings fan. I started listening to you guys, actually got into the Lions, you know, like a year and a half ago, and I haven't been able to turn off the station since then. So calling in regards to like the Four Nation break. So I've got kind of an interesting twist on it. So the Wings, how long has it been since they've won seven games in a row? It's very unlikely that the streak continues much further than seven. Maybe this break kind of gives them a moment to regroup, and then we can pick up where we left off and continue that streak having a little break in there. So kind of just a weird twist on it. But back to like the St. Louis Blues thing. I mean, I don't see this team going to the Stanley Cup. I do see the similarities there. The one thing I think we are desperately missing that St. Louis had back in 2019 was Jordan Binnington, a rookie goaltender that stopped everything that came at him. We've got two glass goalies who are constantly injured, and neither of them can perform consistently. But we have Sebastian Kosa in Grand Rapids that is dying for a chance to get up here. Performed lights out the one chance he had and then immediately was sent back down. So I'm hoping we see Kosa come up at some point due to injury. Maybe he kind of takes over and maybe the Wings do end up surprising us. Maybe it's the first time they get past that first round in the last 15, 20 years, you know?
I think what you're bringing up is interesting on both fronts. But I think the latter is, here's your issue. They're winning. They are painfully patient. They're not going to upend the apple cart. So the second thing you brought up, Chris, things would have to happen. Injuries would have to happen for that to take place. I'm not arguing what you're saying is you're looking for something to go all in with. And you know these goalies that are here are not the answer. And you think Coast is the future. But look, when you've won, for all intents and purposes, I think 14 out of 20, they're not doing nothing different. They're going to keep rolling this thing out. McLennan's pushed all the right buttons since taking over. If it keeps up at all, Chris, you're looking at a guy who should be up for coach of the year. I don't care. He didn't start the season. He walked into a team that was bottom five metrically in just about everything. And has
two seven-game winning streaks.
But, yeah, I do think whether it's the Pistons or Wings, if people were to fall in love, were to get involved, it's Wake Me Up at the Playoffs. Only the hockey diehards are going to follow it all the time. And there's no trade that's within reason that either team would make that would alter perspective, because candidly, the average person doesn't know any hockey players. Sorry. The average guy thinks Peter Forsberg still plays. I'm glad Kenny got a chuckle out of that. 2-4, Ray Ferraro.
Milan Hayduk, let's go.
Right, but you, Kenny, you get my point is, it's not like the old days where it's like, oh, look, hey, the Wings just got Brett Hull for $10. Like, it doesn't work that way anymore.
Yeah, with the cap and the way the league is structured right now, there's no way you see massive moves do happen, but just, it's...
Well, look what happened last week.
Yeah.
It was a huge three-team trade.
Absolutely. But that's the point, though, is that happens once in a while. It doesn't happen like it did back in the day.
Yep. And again, the Pistons just aren't going to do it. So it leaves you in this space of, well, whatever. Wake me up if you actually make it. And then all of a sudden, the car flags come out. The only sport that has your true, unwavering passion at large is the NFL. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating to look at how the NFL has altered the sports landscape. Go to Jeremy, 97.1. Jeremy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. You know, for me, I think I'm a very average sports fan. And, yeah, the Lions, love watching them. The team I get back in love with is the Red Wings. But there's been one thing I think for a lot of us average sports fans that's changed things is Bally's and all these dumb apps or whatever that you have to subscribe for to watch regular season games. I just kind of refuse to do that, and so therefore I don't watch a random Red Wings game on a Tuesday anymore. The Lions, I was able to watch every game this year.
Yep.
Maybe that'll be changing, but that's been a big changer for me.
No, you've also seen it with something like college basketball. I mean, candidly, Jeremy, Saturday, I hear we'll all get a chuckle, but like I was watching a couple of the Kentucky Derby preps and watching horse racing. I go, well, State's going to tip off. Let me go find this game. Here we go again. It's on Peacock. Which means I got to drop everything else I'm doing or get a second screen. It's just, it's a pain in the ass.
Well, just so you know, right. Three of the next four games are on Peacock, I believe. What a blessing.
We got a lot of other things to do, and, you know, I'm just not going to do that. So I'll go on the other thing. So.
Yeah, I know, and I'm with you. I think if you're passionate about something, for instance, Rico loves it. Rico has no qualms about it. That's a part of the plan. If you're not passionate about it, you're going to go, F it. Because again, March is so far away. And it just, they win, they lose against UCLA. Do I really care? I'm basically turning into Larry David. I think that's the moral of the story. Let's go to Eric 97.1. Eric, what's going on?
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, hey. Eric. What's up?
Hey, it's like the NFL, they, like y'all said, they just got a hold over everybody. And it's like the Lions, once they went down, Detroit fans was on a respirator. And the Myles Garrett trade news was like, it revived him. And it's like, no, but it has, he's not here yet.
Correct.
So my thing, I've been watching the Pistons from the beginning. And like the other customer said, you got to subscribe to Bally's, that's FanDuel now, and it buffs all the time. So I found ways around it to watch my Pistons games because I'm not paying $20 for something that buffs all the time. So I've been invested in the Pistons since day one. And it's like I've been through the Stan Van Gundy era. I've been through the Troy Reaver era.
Right, you're a diehard.
Might as well go through the Tristan Layden era.
Yeah, you're a diehard. But understand, and Eric, I'm glad you called because I do have a question for you. But it was more geared towards the non-diehards. And what the hell are you doing with your time now that, as you said, the Lions had people on a respirator? But, Eric, my question.
I'm a diehard Lions fan, too. And when they lost, at first I was like, man, I ain't watching nothing else. But then I'm like, I can tune in to the Pistons because I see the life they're trying to do. Like, I see their games are competitive. And anybody that's out there, like, the Pistons, they play competitive ball now. Like, it's interesting. So
it is. Here's my problem. Eric, where do you stand on the deadline tomorrow? Do you wish the Pistons would make a move?
I wish they would. If they could go get a Brandon Ingram, a C.J. McCollum, I'd be good with that. But I don't know, hey, what they going to do. But Luka got traded, so anything is possible. So
I'm going to tell you, you know, Eric, I don't want to say it. Well, I'll say it because we're not going to get into it. How about that? I am putting a moratorium on this. I'm just going to say it to Rico as if no one's listening.
What is this, Lions talk?
Nope. I don't want to go here. But I'm more interested in the NBA trade deadline than the actual NBA. And in the canvassing, there's one player you might get. Like, if you thought Luka was deeply discounted, there's one player that might come at a massive discount. And I almost wonder, like, would what you have to give up be so insignificant? And maybe it would ignite this team. That maybe it would be the fit. Maybe it would work. And I don't know if trading for him would alter his contract. The way the contract is currently constituted, you can get rid of him in the offseason and not pay. I don't know if he's traded if that changes. Dirt cheap.
I'm intrigued.
Zion?
See, you had me convinced that why bother when you could just get him? Why make the trade?
Because Eric called and I said, do you want them in on something? He brought up McCollum, which I've read a lot of. The Zion thing... teams have been circling. The Warriors apparently have circled on it. I'm just, if he wasn't expensive to you, and they are in the sixth seed, they're not winning a playoff series like this. But if you could add him to the mix, think of that. That's a funky combination. You got the shooting, you got Cade.
It's interesting because, you know, he's Zion. He was supposed to be all that, and now... is it the new team bump where all of a sudden you can change the environment and all of a sudden he gets a lot better and decides he wants to play?
It's just an idea. That's all.
Where I thought you were going to go for a second. I was like, no.
Who? Quickly.
No, I thought you were going to say either Butler or KD.
Oh, my God. No, I haven't lost my damn mind.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each, limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.